and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 33 says, "Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband." Now, there's much to be said about what Paul speaks of here, and remember that everything Paul is saying is under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. It's given by the inspiration of God, and all Scripture is. And as we look at this, sometimes we just need a little, we need to be encouraged. And today, maybe you're going through a difficult time, I don't know. But if you are, you need to keep in mind that Jesus Christ loves you. And Christ loved you so much that he gave his life for you. And whether you're saved or lost, Christ loves you. He has given his life for you, whether you're saved or lost. The Christian, the person who is not lost, that person who has trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, they're no better than you if you've never been saved. They're no better than you. They're just better off. Because one day that person who is saved will be with Jesus Christ. And we've been talking about that as we go to be with him. There's, we are members of his body. We are members of his church. That's those people who have been born again during this age that we live in, this dispensation, I should say. And one of these days we're going to be with him. But you who are unsaved, you have nothing to look forward to like that. In other words, a time of bliss, a time of when you'll worry about nothing. There's nothing to worry about when you're with the Lord. And on the other hand, as a saved person, maybe you're going through a difficult time right now. And, you know, the Bible doesn't teach us that we're not going to have problems as saved people while we're here in this life, because wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. So death passed upon all men, for they all have sinned. In other words, this body is sin that we live in right now. And one of these days, the body's going to be changed. That's those of us who are saved. It's going to be changed for the good. We're going to have a new body fashioned like our Lord Jesus Christ. But until that time, we're here. And we need to keep studying the Scriptures and look in the Scripture for encouragement. And I see a few Scriptures I'm going to share with you just before we get back into our study of Ephesians chapter 5, and we'll pick up with verse 33. Hebrews chapter 13 says, verse 5, "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have, for he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." But we're going to read some other scriptures concerning him not forsaking us. But some would say, well, he said he would never leave us nor forsake us, but yet he went back to heaven. Well, John tells us that Jesus Christ did not leave us comfortless. In John chapter 14 and verse 16, the Bible says, "And I will pray the Father," this is Jesus praying now, "I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever." In John 14:26, Jesus said, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." Well, that's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit teaches us, and that's the reason I keep emphasizing the importance of getting into the Word of God, because he is the teacher. He's the one who's going to teach us. And I remember very well how that the first Bible teacher I had said this to a group of us. He said, "I'm not here to teach you the Bible. I'm here to show you how to study the Bible." Well, the Holy Spirit is the one who teaches us. That teacher I had, he was right. He couldn't teach us the Bible, but the Holy Spirit can. as we get into the Word of God. John 15:26 says, "But when the Comforter is come," that's the Holy Spirit, "whom I will send unto you," Christ said, "from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me." John 16:7, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth." Now, this is Jesus speaking. "It is expedient," in other words, "it's necessary for you that I go away," Jesus told the apostles. "For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you." And then those familiar verses that we see in John chapter 14 and verses 1 through 3. Jesus said this. He not only was speaking to those to whom he was speaking to on this occasion, to the apostles, but he's speaking to us today through his word. The Holy Spirit imparts this truth to us if we'll listen to him. John chapter 14, verses 1 through 3, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you," notice this, "I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." And we've talked about how that one day the bride of Christ is going to be called out of this world. We're going to go up in the rapture or maybe in death. We don't know what's going to take place spatially and particularly in our lives as individuals. We may die before the rapture. But either way it goes, we're going to be with the Lord. He's preparing a place for us right now. And he said if he goes away, which he did, he says, "I'm going to come again." Well, he will. He will receive us to himself. For what reason? That where he is, he says that ye may be also. You need to comfort your heart today, and you need to comfort yourself in the knowledge that Jesus Christ is coming for you one way or the other, either in death or at the rapture of the church, the catching away of saved people to be with him. And we've been looking at that as we've been studying Ephesians chapter 5, how that he's coming back for us. But he gives us encouragement, not only in that instance of telling us that, and really, what else do we need except knowing that Jesus is coming back and he's left us a comforter. But notice, I'm going to read Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5 again. "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." Sometimes it's hard to be content with the things that we have or the way that we have to live. But God says through his word, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." And Deuteronomy, and we wonder, where does this come from? It's all through the word of God. Deuteronomy chapter 31 and verse 6. "Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go before thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee." And some people say, well, he's giving that promise to the Jews. He's giving that to us, his people today. Joshua 1:5, "There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee." You need to claim that as a promise of God to yourself, to you. You need to claim God's promises in his word. "I will not fail thee," God says, "nor forsake thee." 1 Chronicles chapter 28 and verse 20, "And David said to Solomon his son, be strong and of good courage, and do it. Fear not, nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, even my God, will be with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee, until thou hast finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord." God's not going to leave you. Jesus is not going to leave you. He's going to empower you to do what you need to do in this world. He's not going to forsake you. And one of these days, your work will be finished in this life, and you will be with the Lord forever. The Bible says that David told his son, "Be strong and of good courage." God says that to each of us today. Be strong and of good courage, because I am greater than he that is in the world. In other words, he's greater than the devil. He's greater than anyone else. He's the one who saves us. He's the one who keeps us. And one of these days, we're going to be with him forever. Be strong and have a good courage today. You don't have to fear. You don't have to be afraid of what comes into your life. For the Lord, your God, he goes before you. And he's never going to fail you, nor forsake thee, nor forsake you. Deuteronomy 31 and verse 6. Well, God loves us today, and he loves every person in this world. And he wants everyone to know Jesus as Lord and Savior today. And you get that way, and you get salvation by receiving the free gift of salvation, by trusting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. And once you do, you have that promise. He's never going to leave you nor forsake you. That's when you sent the Comforter. The Comforter is God. Can you imagine that? God with us. Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit living within us. You remember in the book of Matthew, it says that a virgin would conceive and bear a son, and we call his name Emmanuel, which meaning is God with us. We have God with us right now. Those of us who have trusted Jesus as Savior, he's with us. He is God. And he's never going to leave us nor forsake us. I pray that you'll take to heart today if you're going through a difficult time, or you may be getting ready to go into a difficult time. We don't know, but he's never going to fail you. One of these days we're going to see him face to face. Well, Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 33, I'm going to take just a few minutes now to go through a few more things about this verse, Ephesians 5:33. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself, and the wife, see that she reverence her husband. And we looked at this last time, and I read 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 7. It says, likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife, as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. I mentioned this before, that the wife is not to serve the husband, but the husband is to serve her in love. And as a result, he is bringing it to pass, or he's letting it be seen. He is manifesting in a little measure the love of Christ for the church. Christ laid down his life for us. And is it too much for the Lord to ask us to be a servant to our wives, to help our wife to do what is necessary in her life to keep her happy, to let her know that we love her? And how beautiful is the description of the love of Christ for the church. It's a love in the past, according to Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 25. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Christ gave himself for the church. He not only gave himself for the church as a group, for the group, he gave himself separately for each person who makes up the body of Christ. Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Let me be frank with you and honest with you and tell you what God has done in my life. When God saved me, he saved me from a world of sin. When God saved me, he made it possible for me to say, yes, I'm a child of God. I'm on my way to heaven right now. But I'm still living in this flesh. But while I'm living in this flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me, and he gave himself for me. And I pray today that you know him as your Lord and Savior. And saved person, you need to be serving him today. And say, Lord, thank you for saving my soul. Thank you that one day, Lord, I will be with you. I'll see you as you are. And I'll see my brothers and sisters there with me. Lord, lift me up and
let me stand. You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.